Well, let's bring in Dr. Donna Holland Barnes. She's president and co-founder of the National Organization for People of Color Against Suicide, also associate professor in psychiatry at Howard University. Dr. Barnes, your reaction to the study?
Well, I was initially very shocked, but it doesn't surprise me when no one's looking. Suicide prevention initiatives should be with all populations, and there are times when the initiatives will hone in on particular populations, leaving out African Americans.
Why do you think it's happening now? As we just heard, there was speculation that Black children might have lost the protective quality of religious faith. Your thoughts?
Well, when you look at 5 to 11, you're talking about a child. People generally take their own life because they have no more value in life. The quality of life goes down and there's a disconnect. The stressors stop building up so much to the point that they can't take it anymore. And what are those stressors? We need to identify them. So these young kids living in probably impoverished neighborhoods, we don't know where they're coming from, but there's a feeling of disconnect. I would love to talk to some of those parents to find out what the patterns were, what was going on in their life.
A very disturbing part of the findings were the methods. While gun suicides for white boys went down by about half, they stayed the same for Black boys. And some people are interpreting that as meaning gun safety education isn't reaching the Black community. But one of the saddest findings, suicide by hangings, stayed the same for young white boys, but tripled for little Black boys, hanging with all of its, you know, its ramifications for the Black community. What do you make of that?
That's very shocking because, first of all, and again, these are children. How do you figure out how to tie the rope? It's just a lot of thought that has to go into it, whereas a gun is so impulsive, you just don't think, you just shoot yourself. But the hanging was very shocking to me also, which makes me think that they had to have gotten that idea from somebody. Perhaps somebody in their family might have done this, perhaps a neighbor. This is learned behavior.
Yeah. What do you think has to happen?
I think what has to happen is suicide prevention initiatives need to be in all age span, all populations. It has to be everywhere. The National Alliance for Suicide Prevention, they want suicide prevention to be everybody's problem. Anywhere there are people dealing with other people, they need to be trained on how do you recognize the signs when someone's in a suicidal crisis.
Even in grade school.
Even in grade school. And it's okay to ask them if they're thinking of taking their own life.
It is, even without parents there in grade school.
Well, some schools and jurisdictions have different rules and laws and what you can ask your children. So if you see a child that's having an issue and you want to approach that child, you can get permission from the parents. However, the parents can sometimes be a barrier in reaching and talking to that child. Sometimes a parent does not want you discussing these kind of things. Oh, he's okay. He just had an argument with his dad this morning. He's fine. He's fine. And parents tend to think that if you single out their child, they think it's a mark on them. And if the school recognizes something is wrong with your child, the parent needs to collaborate and work with the school and not be in denial.
That's Dr. Donna Holland Barnes of the National Organization for People of Color Against Suicide and Howard University. Dr. Holland Barnes, thanks so much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for bringing attention to this and inviting me.